Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss possible titles for Ma 2, the army of Megans at WeHo Pride, Ellen Pompeo's bombastic sunflower seeds, the $20 strawberry at Erewhon, and how to avoid spoilers for Drag Race and Survivor. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
What's up, dog?
Oh.
Que pasa, perro?
Oh, perra. Thank you.
Dang.
Not much, just kind of living life and living life to the fullest. Woo!
I'm a little disappointed, you know, in you specifically.
What's new?
After I texted you on May 7th, 5-7, to celebrate Short King's Day, did I hear a peep out of you on June 2nd, June 1st?
What's June 2nd or June 1st?
Tall King's Day, 6-1, honey.
According to who?
The Tall Kings. Your Royal Highness. Kiss the ring, mama.
I can't reach it.
Exactly. How dare.
You know, sorry I'm not upholding the worship of the Tall Kings living in a society that does that full time. My bad.
The audacity.
Well, Short Kings, I can't see what's on the top of the calendar. I can only see what's at the bottom of the calendar. You see?
Or the cupboard either.
I know. I have so much space that's up there that's kind of like, well, that's never getting used.
You got a step stool in your kitchen?
No, but I've been thinking about it.
I picture you with like a little wooden step stool, not one of those like fancy folding ones that you can get at like the Container Store. I'm talking old, little wooden-looking turtle kind of footstool.
I saw one of those at Out of the Closet. You know, Out of the Closet.
The first place I ever got tested.
Nice. Well, I didn't know they did testing, but sure. They it's kind of like a thrift store as well, and like a secondhand, whatever the hell.
Honey, there I was getting tested between the secondhand clothing.
As you should. Well, I saw a step stool there, and I very much thought about it, but I didn't end up getting it. I had to tell myself, you know what? I can pull over. I have other stools. They're not step stools, but I have stools. So I was like, I don't need to junk up my home. Trust.
Wow. It seems like you could get one of those wooden ones from like a Goodwill and have like a little painting craft session with it.
You're so right. Maybe. I don't know.
All right. Someday. Add it to your list. Do you have, like, you know how I have a list? Maybe you don't know. You know how I have a list of books that I would like to find at my free little libraries?
Yes.
Do you have a running list of things you would like to find at like a garage sale? Or are you just like going?
No. I mean, I have a list in my head of things that I need in general. Like, I need a container to put my sugar in, and I'm on the lookout for that.
You can't just stay in the bag?
God, if it were only that easy. No, sugar just kind of leaks out.
Yeah. You're talking sugar in a paper bag.
It's like, what in the hell's going on here? Fix this.
You'll never believe it. The last time I was at the grocery store looking for sugar, they have a plastic resealable bag now, and it doesn't fall out the bottom cracks anymore.
I'm sorry to say it, but plastic one on this one.
You want me to show it to you?
No, thank you.
It's actually within reach from where I'm sitting.
Grab it.
Yeah, when I tell you there I was in the baking aisle, and I saw that resealable bag of sugar that doesn't leak out the bottom. You know I was a Kool-Aid family, right? So we were always with that paper bag of sugar with it leaking out the cracks of the bottom.
Kool-Aid. So you're telling me it's not sweet enough as it is? You have to add more sugar? I don't know if that's true.
You don't just... What? If you just added the Kool-Aid flavoring packet to water, that would taste like nothing.
Sorry, that's all we could afford.
That would taste like vitamin water, and that's a read, mama. Nobody wants that piss in their mouth.
I saw Lilo and Stitch live action with my AMC stubs. So if you're anti Lilo and Stitch live action, don't worry. I now AMC stubs, you get four movies a week. It's like, Jesus, I don't have the time. Anyway,
very, very busy, terribly famous.
Well, I saw Lilo and Stitch, and she microwaved a Capri Sun and it gave it to an old woman that requested tea.
Does she take it out of the pouch?
She squirted it out of the Capri Sun into a cup and microwaved it. And
that stressed me out. I was like, I don't think you're supposed to be microwaving a Capri Sun.
You can do anything. You just have to deal with the consequences.
That doesn't seem right. That seems like a gremlin in the microwave moment.
Well, it's not foil, is it? No, it's just some type of metallic looking plastic. Can you microwave plastic? I certainly have.
Can you do the Capri Sun straw through the top, or you go through the bottom?
Who's going through the bottom? What?
People who can't slip it through the top, just stick it in the bottom. It's easier.
Oh my God.
Who's trying to thread that little needle bitch at the top of a Capri Sun?
It's honestly, Capri Suns, the piercing of a Capri Sun is kind of like a mini game for phlebotomists.
Go off, King.
If you think about it, it's practice makes perfect, and if you can thread a Capri Sun, you can thread a vein.
Phlebotomy walked so Capri Suns could run. Yes, I see it.
Other way around, but yeah.
You think a Capri Sun came before a phlebotomist?
Well, you're so right when you say that. I'm saying
it was the gateway for children. They thought, yes. I like to stab little holes.
The ability to pierce a Capri Sun predates. What is that word I'm looking for?
Sound it out, Mom.
I don't know what the word is. What is the word?
I don't know what word you're looking for.
Oh, you got a list of books you want to read, but you don't know prediation.
Did I tell you about the last time I was getting my prep work done and I was going for the blood draw and I actually punched her in the boob?
Okay, on purpose or not?
Accident. Okay. Because they're all like, you're scooching your chair forward. You're at this little cubicle. It's very giving. Did you, when you took like MEEP tests in like elementary school, you know what that is?
Yeah.
Did you, because our desks were like sat in quads, so it was like two people facing two people. So there was like a little box they would put over you so you weren't cheating on your neighbor. Do you ever do that?
No, but I can imagine what you're talking about.
Oh, it was so nice. I would beg for the box. I would beg because it was only like two people at the four desks were in the box, and okay. I wanted it bad. Anyways, that's what it reminds me of when I'm getting my blood drawn at the doctor's. Anyway, so I'm like scooching forward, and she like puts out the little thing for me to rest my elbow on. And as I'm like scooching forward, and she's scooching forward, I'm watching my own arm, and I just punched her right in the boob.
What'd she say?
I don't remember. I think I was too mortified. I just apologized very quickly.
Okay. Is it inappropriate of me to ask what it felt like? Was it jiggly?
She had tiggo bitties.
Okay.
Actually, she was acting like that ain't the first time that's happened.
Well,
her bosoms were up and out, full.
It happens. You never had the guy cutting your hair graze his dick on your knee?
Yes. Yes, I've gone over this many times.
Yeah, so what's the difference?
She was serving bazingas. Bazungas?
I don't know, but I know. Oh, I know.
Anyways, are you done talking about Lilo and Stitch?
Yeah. I don't like that rat talking. My bad.
Did you? What's it? Does it say English? I've never seen Lilo and Stitch. Yeah,
by the end of it, it's got pretty perfect pronunciation of certain words, and it's like, I don't know. It got real corny real quick, and I know that people like Lilo and Stitch or whatever. That little girl.
What's her? Oh, Lilo.
Lilo. She was really good. I thought she's a breakout star. Stitch, I thought.
Back to the drawing board.
I had to keep reminding myself, this is for children. This is for children. It's fun and cute for children. And it was. I took an edible and it was perfectly, you know, acceptable. But I thought maybe if I had Letterbox, I would give it 1.5 stars.
Damn.
And that's not to say it was bad. It was just kind of like, okay. Thanks.
1.5. I did once give a movie on Letterboxd a 0.5 star, which I think is the lowest you can give it.
You can't even give 0 stars?
I don't know. That seems really mean. Even on books I read on when I rate them on Goodreads, I'm afraid to give them a 2. I don't want the author to see that.
Oh, Binge has a fair amount of 0 stars on Goodreads with names attached, with full reviews. Girl, you're kind, but many people are not.
That I will say, I recently read the San Francisco library. Like, I reserve my books online through the app, and then it emails me when they're available. I noticed the other day that there's reviews, though there are very few. Like, people don't really leave them, but you can through the San Francisco library system. And so I went to read the few reviews on Binge.
No,
they were there.
No,
they existed.
No, oh.
Yeah, so there they are. I should leave, but I should bring up the star rating.
You know what? I did recently leave a review on a Spotify podcast, and I felt like, oh, I'm one of those people. Not a review, but like a comment on an episode. I was like, oh, I'm one of these people right now.
I kind of love when I see them on ours.
Me too. Because I always go and take a screenshot for my tweet of when I posted like the episode.
The reviews are in, mama.
And when somebody leaves a comment, I'm like, oh, hey, you, I see you. Yes. But I left a comment on somebody else's podcast episode and I felt like, damn, look at me interacting, saying hello, I'm a listener.
Who was it? Mamrie and Graves?
No, and you'll never know.
Oh, damn. Okay, go off.
Thank you.
Hey, did you hear the good news?
She's dead.
No, not that.
Wicked,
but it is.
Wicked Part 2
no,
trailer?
No, no, no. I'm talking about a better Squeakquel Mama.
Oh, no. What? Give me a hint.
Have you ever texted your friends or sent them a video?
Ma!
And been all, don't make me drink alone.
Yes. Yes. In fact, it's on the soundboard. Please get into it.
Don't make me drink alone.
Is it happening? I don't know.
Don't make me drink.
You know, I can never hear it.
It is happening. I can hear it in the distance.
Will you use your Stubbs card to see Ma 2, the Squeakquel?
Yes. Ma is back, and she does not want to drink alone. This time, I hope she tries harder drugs. I hope her parties go a little bit crazier.
There's a new Ma in town.
Grandma. What's the sequel going to be called? Grandma?
No.
Ma 2.
Ma 2.
E2 mama. E2 mama.
It's just,
Tambien. I think.
It should have.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
I have like a Madea's kind of movie title, you know?
E equals ma squared.
E Ma's, Ma's, Ma's family reunion.
No, no, no. You hear me about E equals ma 2 squared? E mama 2 tambien?
This sounds like you're pushing a Mariah Carey album.
Well, she is this Friday. Did you see?
Her 16th album?
16 albums. That's crazy. It's crazy until I think about how Dolly Parton has 85. And then I'm like, is it crazy?
I got a push notification unwanted from Spotify telling me that Mariah Carey was up to stuff. And I thought, you don't know that I only like 90s Mariah.
Yeah, okay, so what does that mean? You like pop Mariah, not R&B Mariah?
Yeah, I never really got down with We Belong Together.
That's fine. You don't have to. I mean, it was an anthem of my high school years, I admit.
Shake It Off. Didn't she have a Shake It Off too?
Shake it off. And I'm the same. And I keep on playing games. And like, I know I'm here to stay. I'm going to shake it off.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
You know why you so obsessed with me?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, her with a knife.
I'm sadly, none of those songs are on my Mariah 10 playlist.
My stepmom told me that when her and my dad were married, my dad, I told you this, certainly, my dad was a Mariah stan, and he would buy Mariah albums the day they came out.
Okay.
He'd be going to like Best Buy.
So he's a little bi. He's a little Best Buy.
I don't know and I don't care. All I know is Mariah is going to have at least one sale this Friday.
I can't believe your dad's in the Lamely.
Puh. Yeah. Yeah, baby. And consider me the black sheep. The lambs are lambing.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you liked her too.
I do like Mariah. Like, she has a Number Ones to Infinity album or whatever it's called. I think it's called Number Ones to Infinity. Is that what, am I dreaming that?
You, I'm sure it sounds familiar.
Well, not to be confused with Pink's Number Ones so far.
Yes.
But I
Mariah Carey, Number One to Infinity.
Yes. And she has like 18 number ones in a row on that album. And it's like, damn, okay, I can't deny the impact of Mimi. Sorry, I can try, but I won't. I remember vaguely her putting her dog in her washing machine on her Cribs episode as a joke. Don't get it twisted. But that stuck with me. I thought, you can't do that, Mariah. Even as a joke, there's somebody out there that's going to be like, I'll do it too.
I was going to say Mandalorian effect, but that's not it. Mandela effect. There was a scene in Lilo and Stitch where the girl climbs in the dryer or whatever, and they cut it out. Dangerous.
It's not a Mandela effect. It's
facts.
Facts. Facts, mom. Facts are facts.
Well.
Oh. Ma,
congrats to her.
Ma sequel title option. The Emancipation of Mama.
Yeah, okay, sure. Maybe Ma, the sequel to Ma, is just Ma, Ma.
Yes. Megan, who would win in a fight? Ma in her sequel or Megan in her sequel?
Ma, for sure. I'm not digging the Megan sequel.
The billboards for Megan in West Hollywood are borderline calling me faggot.
I recently finally watched Companion, and I think Companion deserved what Megan got.
Okay, I liked Companion, and I absolutely see what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was much better.
Well, the billboards for Megan are very, "Hey, queen, come see my movie, fag." "Queens assemble." It's like, okay, relax.
Yeah.
I actually would respect it more if she called me straight up, if Megan. There were a bunch of Megans in the WeHo Pride Parade. Whatever happened to pride? Whatever happened? I'm sorry. Rainbow Teslas and an army of Megans at pride. Bring back Chipotle free burritos.
I thought for sure Megan threw the first brick at Stonewall.
Nobody made me drink alone at Stonewall. Nobody made me drink alone at Stonewall. I don't know.
Did you hear the bad news?
Usually, yeah.
Actually, did we discuss the $20 strawberry at Erewhon?
No, but that seems like a thing. All I can think of is Connor Franta yelling, "You are one thing, Joey Graceffa's ex-boyfriend."
What does this have to be about with Erewhon?
Well, who would sample a $20 strawberry at Erewhon?
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure. I don't watch that content.
Go what's off, mama. Go off, mama.
What's Daniel's TikTok stuff called? I don't know this.
How does he start his...
It's like Party Boy tries the $20.
Party Boy? Party Boy? Will it be number one hater approved?
Number one hater, Party Boy, tries the $20.
Party Boy? Yeah, no, he does like reviews of like, you know, uppity shit in LA, which call it out and tell us the truth, because way too many girlies are getting seduced by the idea of a $20 smoothie. Relax. Go buy a few strawberries and some ice.
I'm not even talking about a smoothie. I'm talking about a single strawberry.
A single strawberry.
One strawberry, $20.
Okay.
It comes in a little plastic container, like like a boutonniere used to for prom.
Yeah, you know, have I told you my boutonniere trauma?
No, but we've got time to fill today, so let's hear it.
Well, when I was a senior in high school, I wanted my boutonniere to have a cat's tail, and they said they couldn't do it.
For yourself or for the one you're giving away?
I don't care what she's wearing. I wanted to wear it. I was like, damn, I was born too early, because certainly someday they're going to figure out the technology to have a cat tail as a boutonniere.
Cattails, those are like as big as a hot dog.
And I wanted it right on my lapel. If I was looking to the left, I wanted to be able to lick it. My bad. Plus, it's less of a hot dog and more of a corn dog.
It really is. You're right. Did you grow up near a lot of cattails?
Yeah. So I thought this should certainly be in your repertoire.
You thought very pretty, very hungry.
I did think very pretty, very pretty. I was like, damn, aesthetically, that was very much the vibe I wanted. There's an emoji that is like, I don't know, some like greenery kind of
foliage with the cat tail looking.
Yes. Like kind of like looking like a swamp plant. I like that shit. And I always thought that would be nice as a boutonniere. Am I talking boutonniere or am I talking, what's on my lapel?
Boutonniere. Corsage is on the wrist.
Corsage is on the wrist. Yes. I never liked a corsage.
You ever bought them for a cattail?
Would if I could. Never have, though.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry about your prom or whatever.
Or whatever. Wow. Thanks.
I didn't know if you had said homecoming. Did y'all have a winter fest? I don't know. What was it? Prom?
Sadie Hawkins dance in my khaki pants. Nothing better.
Dang.
Do you like my sweater?
Well, so anyways, you have heard of the $20 strawberry at Erewhon.
Yeah, but I haven't had it. Have you?
No, there's not Erewhon in my town. Well, Did you hear about the Erewhon sunflower seeds that got the bomb squad called on Ellen Pompeo at the airport?
Okay. I need you to slow down. Slow down. Okay, so Ellen
this
Pompeo.
Took a really, this took a really long setup for me to get here when that was the whole story I had prepared.
Ellen Pompeo of Grey's Anatomy.
Yes.
Was at the airport with sunflower seeds from Erewhon.
Very expensive, she says.
And you're telling me the bomb squad thought these sunflower seeds are explosive?
Yes, yeah, something in the packaging was giving glycerin or some shit. Something was all when it went through the little detector box, it was all this is explosive.
Now, is life imitating art or will art imitate life? Because one will happen. I just don't know if it will happen, if it's already happened or if it will happen in the future. Will Ellen Pompeo's character interact with a bomb squad or has that already happened?
Twice now, including the most recent finale of Grey's Anatomy.
So she asked for this. She's manifested this life for herself by acting it out in her life.
Maybe this was a UCBD undercover brand deal by Erewhon ahead of the Grey's Anatomy finale.
Okay. Well, I like sunflower seeds.
How much, I'm going to Google, how much do you think sunflower seeds at
Erewhon cost?
Maybe I just tried to Google Erewhon sunflower seeds at the top stories. Don't try flying with Erewhon sunflower seeds in a picture of my girl, Ellen Pompeo.
Well, it's one banana, Michael. How much could it cost? $10?
Well, this is crazy. This says the 3 ounce, well, yeah, how big is 3 ounces?
3 ounces?
$6 for 3 ounces.
$6 for 3 ounces. I'm going to have to go with not a good investment. If I were that woman, that lesbian, I would say do not invest.
You think Ellen Pompeo's a lesbian?
No. I'm talking, who's that investor lesbian?
Lori Grenier?
No. She's a lesbian? Happy
no,
pride.
None of them are lesbians. You think Barbara's a lesbian?
No. I wish.
Lesbian on Shark Tank?
I'm not even talking about Shark Tank. There's no blood in the water. I'm talking about the lesbian who's like, do not invest. Susie Orman.
Ellen and Shutterfly?
Susie Orman. Katya.
Isn't it just Suze Orman?
I don't know. Katya did her in Snatch Game, did she not?
Well.
Am I dreaming it?
I think she did. Very easy to pull off that little wig.
Me, when I pull off somebody's little wig. Yoink!
Okay, I have four topics left.
As you know, I'm still rewatching all of Drag Race.
I don't want to hear that.
I just finished season 12. It really ended with a Zoom, which is crazy. It was a crazy rewatch. And now I'm watching season 13. And Tamisha Amon is coming for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's all. It's been stuck in my head, so now it needs to be stuck in your head.
I'm glad you cleared your list.
That's all I have to discuss today. No, certainly there's other things I have to discuss. We have to discuss All-Stars 10.
No, not yet.
What are you talking about? You don't need to discuss Bracket 2's shenanigans and elder abuse?
No, it's rigor mortis and I don't care. I'm mad.
Okay. You're Ed?
What's to be said?
Okay, rapstress.
If I had more time on my hands, if I could train an AI robot to listen to all of the verses and give me a word count for all of the raps so I can see who had too many lyrics and who didn't, I would be tweeting that at Michelle. They act as though we can't count the words.
Count the words. Okay. Anyway, well, you say you have other things you want to discuss other than All-Stars 10.
What could possibly be said about All-Stars 10? Go ahead.
I'm living for the drama, mama, and I can't wait to see how this all turns out. The competition's really heating up.
I'm enjoying bracket. I enjoyed bracket two more than bracket one.
Okay. And there you have it.
And that's how Sue sees it.
Okay.
Well, this episode's coming out after the reveal of who made it through from bracket two. So
you know,
we don't
what?
Even know what happened.
I have something to say a little bit adjacent to All-Stars 10. And now I'm seeing speculation on who's on All-Stars 11 based on who's like clearing their schedule and who's away or blah, 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 or offline. And it kind of is aligning also with Survivor 50, which is the big hubbub on the internet. I don't know how I got sucked into Survivor Twitter, but like you like one tweet about Survivor 48 and suddenly you're seeing everyone's speculation about Survivor 50.
What's to like about Survivor 48?
I don't know. My point is this. I saw a tweet that was like, when they announced the official cast list for Survivor 50, which is the big all-stars that's been we've been leading up to, and everyone's been talking about who their dream cast for it, and it's supposed to be a celebration of all the seasons, and then the cast got revealed, and somebody quote tweeted the official cast announcement, and they were like, all of the announcements are perfectly lining up with the leaked names of who's on the cast. Can't we get one gag for this cast? And I just have to say, you know how you can have everything for a season be a gag? Stop reading spoilers. Stop right. reading leaks. Like, why are you surprised that leaks are preventing you from being gagged by what actually happens on the show? You could be gagged by everything on the show if you stopped reading spoilers, if you stopped participating in the Reddit. Hello?
Did you DM that to the person?
No, but I quote tweeted them and I was all, I come in peace, but I need you to know there is a way for you to have everything be a gag.
It's called log out, mama.
Log out, mama.
Maybe that's a sequel to Ma.
Ooh.
Log out, Ma. That would be her. That would be that, you know, Alien versus Predator.
Okay.
Log out, Ma is the Ma Megan crossover.
Did Megan ever interact with Chucky? It feels like there's some synchronicity there.
No, but Megan did kill a dog.
Ooh, I don't love that. I remember when that happened in the theater, I booed.
Did you?
Yes. If people can laugh, I can boo. I didn't boo. No, and that's me saying I didn't, comma, boo. I'm calling you boo.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no.
All right. Well,
what do you mean? All right.
That's it.
There's nothing else you want to talk. You don't want to talk about Wicked Part 2 trailer. Did you watch it?
I did. I saw the musical. I know how it ends.
Yeah, I was thinking, damn, they're really showing everything. But then I thought, you know what? It's a book and a musical and everyone's seen it. And it's a prequel and we all know where it's headed. So like, I don't really know why they have to try to hide anything, but I thought they're really showing everything.
I thought
what they do in trailers.
I was like, is this really when we first start advertising for a movie that's 5 months out?
Girl, we've been advertising for Wicked Part 2 since last year. What are you talking about?
That's true. I'll be seated and seated.
I'll be seated and seated as well.
All right, designers, do you want to tell anyone where they can find you or any sort of shit like that?
You can find me. You find me, and you tell me where you found me.
When you find me, you'll know.
Where can people find you?
I'm hiding. You found me.
Okay.
You can find me logged out, Ma.
Okay.
Bye.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings. Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.